We celebrate today the great feast of the Visitation of Our Lady, a very important event in her life. It is a wonderful thing to think about Our Lady coming and visiting her holy cousin. When people receive a visit from some powerful person, they consider themselves very fortunate. So just think about how fortunate and blessed Saint Elizabeth was to receive a visit from the Queen of the whole world, who can fill anyone with graces. In the Old Testament, there was a man named Obed-Edom who agreed to store the Ark of the Covenant in his tent, because there was no temple yet built to put it in. And it says that the Lord blessed his house because of this sacred object that he kept inside it. So what a much greater blessing would there be for anyone who has in his home the Holy Mother of God. And in fact, also our Lord himself in her womb. And certainly we see that because Our Lady had barely entered the house on this visit when she bestowed great blessings on the entire family, since in fact she is the treasurer of graces. The family of Saint Elizabeth were the first people that we know of to be blessed and sanctified by our Lord. Our Lady was sent to bring him to their house. And scripture says that she rose up and went into the hill country with haste. Our Lady left her home and the solitude that she normally lived her life in and set out on that long journey. She did this because of God's command, of course, and also because of her great charity towards her cousin. And as soon as Our Lady entered this house and saluted Elizabeth, Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, scripture says, and Saint John was cleansed of original sin in her womb. And he gave a sign of being aware of this by leaping with joy in his mother's womb. So we see that these are the first fruits of the redemption, the first graces brought by Christ into the world. And Saint John was the first person that he cleansed from sin. And how were these blessings brought on this family? They were brought through Mary. It was her salutation in the house that gave the Holy Ghost to Saint Elizabeth. And it gave sanctifying grace to the unborn Saint John the Baptist. And it also gave the spirit of prophecy to Saint Zachary, Elizabeth's husband, who would speak a beautiful canticle. Ever since then, Our Lady has been the channel through which all of the graces of God come to mankind. This has always been the universal belief of the Church, that all the graces that we receive come through Our Lady. Many saints have called her the treasurer of God's grace. A treasurer is someone who distributes money and has some say over where it gets distributed also. Saint Bernardine says she is the dispenser of graces, and Saint Albert the Great says that she is the treasurer of Jesus Christ. This is why it is so important for us to go to her in all of our needs. When we need some grace, we have to ask for it from Our Lady. And this is by the decree of God. He has decided that all grace should come to us through her hands. And therefore, he gave all the treasures of grace to her. This is why Saint Germanus tells us that there is no grace that anyone receives that doesn't come through Mary. And Richard of Saint Lawrence says that just as God created the sun so that its light would spread all across the earth, so he made Mary in such a way that the divine mercy would be spread across the world through her also. St. Bernardine says that from the moment when Our Lady became the Mother of God, she received a sort of jurisdiction over the temporal manifestations of the Holy Ghost in such a way that no one receives any grace that is not dispensed by her. Of course, the grace comes from God. We can't forget that. But Our Lady is the one who delivers it to the person receiving it. So anytime we need any grace or help or assistance from God, especially to overcome sin or in any spiritual problem, we have to go to Our Lady for help. She is the treasurer of grace. She is the one that we have to ask for it. Now, we have to have confidence in her at the same time. When we come to her for help, we have to believe that she will truly help us. But this is not difficult to believe this if we consider that the very reason why our Lord gave all the riches of his mercy into her hands was precisely so that she could lavish them on us. And most of all, lavish all of his graces on people that honor his mother, most of all, and that go to her with confidence. In the book of Proverbs, there is a passage that is a prophecy of her that says, "With me are riches, that I may enrich them that love me." The only reason Our Lady has all these treasures of grace is in order to give them to us, especially to people that come to her for help. St. Bernard says that she is a full aqueduct so that others will receive of her plenitude. An aqueduct is something that carries water to another location. It doesn't hold the water in itself. It passes the water through. And we are the destination of the graces that Our Lady is transporting to us like an aqueduct. She is continually delivering these things to us. St. Bernard talks about how the angel Gabriel told Our Lady that she was full of grace even before she became the Mother of God. So how could she receive any more grace? And he answers this by saying that she was full of grace before she became the Mother of God, but then when she became the Mother of God, the Holy Ghost then filled her to overflowing so that the grace would overflow from her onto all of us. There's another passage about Our Lady in the Old Testament that is read in the Mass on most of her feast days. It's also from the book of Proverbs. It says, "He that shall find me shall find life, and shall have salvation from the Lord." So we have to practice devotion to Our Lady. And if we do, she will obtain the spiritual life of grace for our souls, sanctifying grace. All we have to do to receive grace is to ask her for it. And St. Bernard makes an interesting observation. He says, before the time of Christ in the Old Testament, we can easily see that the great flow of grace onto the world that we see now did not exist. There was much less holiness and grace and mercy in this world in general before, much less than there is now since the coming of Christ. And he says that the reason for this is that Blessed Mother, the great channel of grace onto the world, was not born yet. This is something to think about. But we are fortunate to live in the New Testament, when we do have access to this great source of grace. So we have to ask for as much grace as we can. St. Augustine says that the miserable obtain mercy through Mary. He says people in sin receive grace through her. Weak people receive strength. Worldly people receive heavenly gifts. And we pilgrims reach our home country of heaven. So we have to have great confidence in Our Lady and come to her in our needs. If we are struggling with some habit of sin, especially mortal sin, let us pray to Our Lady every day, and most of all when we are tempted. And parents need to teach their children the same thing. They need to have devotions to Our Lady in their home, especially to say the daily rosary with their family, with their children, and teach their children to love Our Lady and to go to her with confidence in all of their needs, especially their spiritual needs. They should teach their children about the great love that Our Lady has for them and the great power that she has to protect them and help them in all their needs. When people are taught this as children, they remember it for their whole lives. We have to remember that Our Lady has a great desire to help us too, which is something we can see in the feast today of the Visitation. Our Lady went all the way to the house of St. Elizabeth, a journey of about 69 miles. Despite the fact that this is a long trip and Our Lady is not accustomed to long, heavy travel, she had spent her whole life up to this point in retirement and prayer. But she hurried to see her cousin because of the great love that she had for her, and in order to fulfill this important office that she has now as the Mother of God, as the great distributor of grace, she has to go and sanctify this family. And she rejoiced in the good that she was going to do for them when she got there. That is why Scripture tells us that she went with haste. It is interesting to note also that the Bible says that she went with haste on her way there, but it doesn't mention that on her way back. When she went home, all it says is Mary abode with her for about 3 months, and then she returned to her own house. No mention of being in a hurry to go home. And we might be thinking that certainly Mary had a great love for her cousin Elizabeth, who is a saint, Saint Elizabeth actually. But we are not her cousins, so we can't expect this kind of treatment. But this is completely false. Our Lady's love for all mankind is even greater now that she is in heaven than it was when she was on earth. Now being in heaven, she understands that much better how much help we need and how much we need God's graces that she dispenses, and also how powerful she herself is. In fact, she wants to help us much more than we want to receive help from her. And in fact, her desire to help us is so strong that St. Bonaventure tells us that she is actually offended when we don't ask her for help or ask her to give us God's grace. He says, "Not only those, O Lady, offend thee who outrage thee by sin, but thou art also offended by those who neglect to ask for thy favors." So does that include us? If it does, then we have to begin practicing devotion to her and begin showing our love to Our Lady and come to her for help. In fact, St. Bonaventure says, "He who finds Mary finds every good." That's how important this is. And St. Bonaventure specifically states that even the most miserable sinner in the world can find Our Lady because she is so kind that she doesn't reject anyone who comes to her for help. He says that no one need have any fear of approaching her. She never drives anyone away, no matter whom. Thomas a Kempis says that she would say to us, "I desire everyone to come to me, and I never despise any sinner, no matter how unworthy, who comes to me to ask for my help." We also have to remember how powerful Our Lady is to help us. All she had to do was to say hello to St. Elizabeth in her house, and Elizabeth was filled with the Holy Ghost, and the unborn St. John was cleansed of original sin, and St. Zachary was inspired to prophesy. There's a holy writer who says that in a way, Jesus is very pleased when Our Lady intercedes with him for us, and in a sense, it's like he's forced to grant us these graces that she asks for. He considers that he is giving these favors more to her than to us, because she is the one asking for them, even though we are the recipients. That's a beautiful thought. And our Lord is very happy to do anything that will please his mother. He is very happy to give her everything she asks for. Saint Germanus says that she obtains the graces of pardon even for people that have been guilty of great sins, who commend themselves to her, because it is not possible that we not be heard if we come to Our Lady. So let us do what St. Paul says, to go with confidence to the throne of grace, that we may obtain mercy and find grace in seasonable aid. St. Albert the Great says that this throne of grace he is talking about is Our Lady. But we have to go with the certain hope of being heard, because we can always obtain Our Lady's intercession. She will obtain everything she requests from her Son. In fact, St. Alphonsus says that sometimes we will obtain graces sooner by praying to Our Lady than by praying directly to Jesus himself. Not because he is not the source of grace, certainly he is, but because when we pray to Our Lady and she prays for us on our behalf, her prayers are more powerful than ours, since she is the Mother of God. Our Lord always listens to his Mother, but she is also the Mother of us, so she will always obtain for us whatever we need. Let us always pray to Our Lady for the graces that we need to save our souls. Pray to her every day for this, and practice devotion to her. Let us say the prayer of St. John Damascene every day. O Blessed Mother of God, open to us the gate of mercy, for thou art the salvation of the human race. In the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen.